Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Croatian Parliament adopts Convention Against Organ Trafficking. Malaysia, hundreds of students learn Falun Dafa exercises at school exhibition. U.S. State Department's annual Human Rights Report expresses concern regarding persecution of Falun Gong in China. Greece. Screenings of Letter from Masanja sold out at Documentary Film Festival. Argentina. Christian youths connect with Falun Dafa at interreligious event. And Falun Dafa 9-day lectures held in Russia. Now for the stories.
Croatian Parliament adopts Convention Against Organ Trafficking. The Croatian Parliament voted unanimously on March 1, 2019, to adopt the Council of Europe Convention Against Trafficking in Human Organs, becoming the 8th European nation to ratify the treaty. The convention was drafted in 2015 after the European Parliament passed a resolution in 2013 condemning the Chinese regime's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience in China, including from large numbers of Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned for their religious beliefs, as well as from Uyghurs and Tibetan prisoners. The Croatian government has emphasized Croatia's leading position in organ donation and transplantation due to having an ethical and professional transplant system. By adopting the convention, Croatia joins the initiative to strengthen international mechanism of cooperation in the prevention and effective punishment of trafficking in human organs. In addition to criminalizing the act of illegal organ extraction, the convention also compels signatories to criminalize aiding and abetting in such acts and the solicitation of organ donors or recipients for illicit transplants. Dr. Branimir Bunjak, Member of Parliament, said during the parliamentary proceedings, "Our countrymen unwittingly participate as users of such services. They travel overseas, especially to China, to obtain organs quicker. One has to ask the question, how is it possible that there is no waiting period in China as opposed to the European Union?" He cited international organizations' findings that China has carried out up to 100,000 transplants per year for over a decade despite the lack of an organ donation system. When you ask Chinese authorities about the source of such organs, they justify it by saying they were obtained from death row prisoners, he said. However, there are only 2,000 such prisoners in China annually. 6 comprehensive international reports point in the direction that the most common source of organs in China are prisoners of conscience. Most of them are the practitioners of the Buddhist system of Falun Gong, followed by Christians, Tibetans, and Uyghur Muslims. Dr. Bunjak said it is necessary to continue developing further legislation, especially bearing in mind that Croatia is at the top of transplant medicine. As such, we should serve as an example both in legislation and in practice. The Croatian government has announced further initiatives to inform health professionals and the wider public about the magnitude of the issue, to enable them to recognize, prevent, and report unethical transplant practices.
Malaysia. Hundreds of students learn Falun Dafa exercises at school exhibition. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to give a presentation at the Educational Villa Exhibition 2019. The event was hosted by a Malaysian high school on March 2nd. About 800 students learned the Falun Dafa exercises, and feedback was very positive. The school that hosted the event is one of the boarding schools created by a government agency that helps Malays and other indigenous Malaysian people with their vocational and business goals. The half-day event was attended by many government agencies and educational organizations. Falun Dafa was the only meditation group to participate in the event. Although the students only learned two sets of exercises, many of them were impressed by the stress-relieving results. Student Arissa said she felt refreshed after doing the exercises. "It was wonderful. The music was so calming. I did not feel tired at all." Another student, Natasha, had an especially remarkable experience. She said, "I fell down last year and have suffered from shoulder pain since. But now, after learning these exercises, the pain is gone and I feel perfect." Natasha said this excitedly while moving her arm around to show the others. Natasha's friend Nabila said, "I think we should tell everyone in Malaysia about this meditation so that more people can have a chance to try it." Natasha and Nabila were saddened to learn that this peaceful practice is brutally persecuted in China, and that unlawfully imprisoned practitioners are being killed for their organs by the communist regime. The principal of the school came to the Falun Dafa booth to present a certificate thanking the practitioners for their contribution to the event. He said the exercise demonstration went very well and provided an opportunity for students to improve their minds and bodies.
U.S. State Department's annual human rights report expresses concern regarding persecution of Falun Gong in China. China is in a league of its own when it comes to human rights violations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said when he presented the State Department's annual country reports on human rights practices on March 13, 2019. The report documents violations in nearly 200 countries and territories. 120 pages were about China. The persecution of Falun Gong was mentioned 6 times. The report identified the issue of forced organ harvesting in China, about which the House of Representatives unanimously passed Resolution 343 in June 2016, expressing concern regarding persistent and credible reports of systematic state-sanctioned organ harvesting from non-consenting prisoners of conscience in the People's Republic of China, including from large numbers of Falun Gong practitioners and members of other religious and ethnic minority groups. According to the report, some activists and organizations continue to accuse the government of involuntarily harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience, especially members of Falun Gong. The report lists several serious human rights abuses in China, including arbitrary or unlawful killings by the government, forced disappearances by government, torture by the government, arbitrary detention by the government, harsh and life-threatening prison and detention conditions, political prisoners, and many others. The report also detailed how practitioners of Falun Gong have been victims of systematic torture in custody by the Chinese Communist Party. It was also reported that some lawyers who helped political activists and spiritual followers were deprived of their professional licenses. Some of them were detained, harassed, threatened, or banned from meeting with their clients, and a few lawyers who have helped Falun Gong practitioners have even disappeared and are presumed to have been secretly imprisoned. The State Department Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor publishes the Human Rights Report every year. This year is the 43rd.
Greece. Screenings of Letter from Assange sold out at Documentary Film Festival. The documentary film Letter from Assange was screened on March 5th and 7th at the annual Thessaloniki Documentary Festival in Thessaloniki, Greece. Both screenings were sold out, and the film's director and producer, Leon Lee, was on hand to answer questions from the audience. The documentary tells the story of Mr. Sun Yi, who wrote an SOS letter while he was imprisoned in the notorious Masanja forced labor camp for practicing Falun Gong. The letter made its way to the U.S. hidden in a box of Halloween decorations that Sun Yi was forced to make in the labor camp. After an Oregon mother of two discovered it in the package she bought from Kmart, news of the note went viral. The series of events eventually led to the closure of Masanja. Even though Sun Yi feared for his life and his family's safety, he realized it was a chance to put a spotlight on the Chinese regime's brutality. He decided to make a film about the harsh reality of being a human rights defender in China, risking his life in the process. Many audience members said they were shaken to the core by the film. One woman met director Leon Lee after the screening. Although she couldn't speak to him in English, she held her hand on her chest and broke into tears. Others asked how the film could be made despite the heavy surveillance in China, how Sun Yi managed to forgive his guards, and why Western society pays so little attention to these abuses while continuing to import made-in-China products. The question-and-answer session exceeded its allotted 30 minutes and had to continue outside the theater. While walking on the street the next day, Mr. Lee was stopped twice by audience members who expressed their admiration for Sun Yi and thanked Mr. Lee for bringing the documentary to Thessaloniki. While in Greece, Mr. Lee was also interviewed by television stations, radio stations, and news outlets.
Argentina. Christian youths connect with Falun Dafa at interreligious event. About 80 young Christians between the ages of 10 and 30 attended an inter-religious activity on Sunday, March 3rd in Buenos Aires, where Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to teach them the exercises and explain the principles of Falun Dafa. The participants were Christians of the Order of Franciscans from different provinces of Argentina, including Cordoba, Formosa, Santa Cruz, Corrientes, Salta, and Buenos Aires. Three Falun Dafa practitioners between the ages of 17 and 19 taught the exercises and explained the principles of the practice to the young participants. After being introduced to the meditation practice, many of the youths said they could experience the depth of the practice and connect with their spiritual side and the divine in a different way. One woman commented, "I realize that there is much similarity in the importance of the divine and that meditation resembles prayer. I felt a strong connection with God, even though they are different ways." One young man told practitioners that he had always been attracted to Eastern disciplines. He had practiced several, including Tai Chi and yoga, but felt that Falun Dafa was very special. He asked for details about Dafa practice groups in his city so he could continue learning. A Franciscan nun said that she felt peaceful during the outdoor meditation and thanked the practitioners deeply. She said she wanted to meet practitioners in the city where she resides. In addition to the meditation and standing exercises, the attendees also learned about the importance of cultivating one's self with Falun Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and applying these values on a day-to-day basis. Participants were also informed of the persecution that Falun Dafa practitioners have suffered for almost 20 years in China, where the communist regime imprisons and tortures practitioners to force them to abandon their faith. The organizers of the event said he was grateful for the Dafa practitioners' participation in the inter-religious activity. He thanked the Falun Dafa practitioners who, despite their young age, were so committed to their faith and willing to share it.
Falun Dafa 9-day lectures held in Russia. Falun Dafa 9-day lectures were held for the first time in Kazan on March 2nd through 10th. More than 30 new Falun Dafa practitioners attended the classes. One woman was noticeably excited after completing the lecture sessions. She said, "It's astonishing. I could feel the spiritual elevation. I was so energized. I have been looking for a way to elevate my spirit in harmony with the universe. From the very first minute of the lectures, I believed every sentence Master Lee said. I know that I need to perfect my mind and body through kindness and tolerance. I want to study the Fa and do the exercises." Another participant said that what struck her the most was seeing that Falun Dafa cultivators included children, young people, and the elderly. This showed her that the practice was for everyone and transcends the limits of age or geography. She spoke about the changes she had experienced through attending the lectures. "My relationships with my friends have become deeper and more sincere. The mutual understanding and appreciation have taken our relationships to another level," she said. Her 78-year-old mother had also attended the lectures. She said her mother showed significant improvement, both physically and mentally, after attending the lecture sessions, and has begun to smile and joke again. She has turned off the TV set that seemed to always be on in her house. She was also now gentler and warmer to her daughter. Another woman said, "The knowledge gave me confidence. I have clear thoughts. Love, patience, and kind intentions entered my heart. I see positive things in everyone. The most important thing is to have a clear goal, harmonize and care about people around us, overcome difficulties with determination, follow the principles, and move forward. I am very thankful for the practitioners' kindness and love. They have shared their experiences with us. The light of their souls brought us Falun Dafa." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.